I'm Jake. She's Chelsea. Coming up on the show, we've got postseason baseball today. All day long, we get baseball, starting with the Guardians and Tigers at 1 o'clock. So we'll ask some questions and see if we have some answers when it comes to baseball's postseason. I mean, I would imagine that you, baseball guru, going to be locked in. Obviously, Jake played Major League Baseball. And that brings me to my next question. I have a couple questions. A, how much baseball are you going to watch today? B, according to my schedule, Blake has a softball game tonight. Is this correct?
She does. And she also has team pictures. So it is a big day to where she also has to look good. And we can't just throw her hair up in a messy bun. So we've been working on things. And here's the problem. Like, we are very much a family that has a history, I guess, in softball and baseball. Mm-hmm. Because obviously Jake played baseball in the major leagues. But also was like a good softball player. I could have played in college, but I was better at swimming, so I did that. But Blake loves soccer. Like, Blake likes soccer more than softball at this point. So, like, during the week, she's not currently playing soccer. She's going to play in the spring. But she wants to practice soccer all the time. And I'm like, Blake, we have a softball game tomorrow. Can we practice a little bit? She's like, I just want to kick the soccer ball. So, like, she's five, so I don't want to, like, press on her too hard. But it does feel disappointing because, like, obviously the genetics are there, but kids are going to do what they want to do. So I'm trying not to push too hard.
I got really into softball at one point after high school when I went to Texas. We had an intramural team, and twice we finished second in intramurals. Like, just couldn't get over the hump. We're like the Buffalo Bills of intramural softball at Texas. We had such a good team, though. And both times we got to the championship game and fell. And that just, you know, that was tough. That was tough. Good group. Great group.
Yeah. Jake played just in the big leagues, but Jake's finished second in intramural softball.
I'm a man of the people. You can have your Major League Baseball player, your husband. Most people can't relate to that. Everyone can relate to a guy playing weekend softball, playing intramural softball. Everybody's done that at some point. I feel like whether it's in school, not in school, like, softball's a game that everyone can kind of get on board with.
Yeah, but it's so different from, like, fast pitch softball.
Oh,
because, like, obviously the pitch is coming in at a different angle. The strategy is different. Like, softball as opposed to baseball, I feel like small ball is huge. Like, it's funny that the ball is bigger, but, like, slapping, I don't know if you know what that is. It's like girls that hit from the left side and they try to just slap it into the holes where players aren't. And bunting and stealing, it's a big deal in softball. So softball and baseball obviously have a lot of parallels, but they're also very different. And especially, like, slow pitch softball as opposed to, like, fast pitch. Because, like, slow pitch softball is, like, I think of, like, big men who are just hitting tanks over the fence, like 400 feet, where they just sit back and just crush it with a huge beer belly.
Yeah, I experienced that in my small town. I played softball actually after college. I would go home and play in, like, a summer league, and we got our butts kicked every year by the Smokers. You know who the Smokers were? The Smokers were a bunch of dudes. I mean, I wish they were just guys that smoked cigarettes. They were guys that ran a barbecue joint, like a barbecue smoker, right? So they ran a local barbecue joint in town. And so what did they do? Big old boys, big old bellies coming out with their beards, and they'd come out with their, you know, these huge dudes, and they would play slow pitch softball, and they would just jack home run after home run. And they were intimidating. It's like, oh God, we play the Smokers this week. And they would crush us. And then what's crazy is that when I went home to visit my parents in Granbury, Texas, and they took us to a barbecue place, me and the lovely Catherine, and the Smokers, two of the guys that played on the Smokers played, or they opened up this barbecue joint called Double M Barbecue. And so my parents were like, hey, remember the Double M Barbecue back home? I was like, yeah, I remember the guys that ran that place. They played on the Smokers. And he was like, yeah, they opened up this place here. I was like, unbelievable. Here I am, years and years later, after getting crushed by the Smokers, still feeding their pockets, eating their barbecue. Unbelievable. Just take an L after L when it comes to those guys. Let's get some dubs today when it comes to Major League Baseball, Chelsea. So we can start with Tigers, Guardians, and Padres, Cubs, and this is the schedule today. Red Sox, Yankees, Reds, Dodgers. But we've handicapped the games, and we'll pick some games here in our next segment. But let me ask you some questions that CBS Sports posed and see what you think here. And some of these are interesting. Some of them are meh. But these are some of the predictions that they think are going to happen in this year's postseason. Number one, and I don't think this is anything crazy. Shohei Ohtani will start a game and close a game. Isn't this something that we see and that it would not be shocking to see? This is what happens when you have a top-end pitcher and you need that pitcher to close out maybe an inning or get you a couple outs at the end so you can get a win.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if this is like made for a very casual audience of people who aren't used to watching postseason baseball, because we see this every postseason. It does not matter if you are a starter or a reliever. These teams are going to use the best arm available to close out some of these games when the season is on the line. Like, we have seen all kinds of, like, number one aces who come in relief. We've seen this with Gerrit Cole. We've seen this with Justin Verlander. So, like, when the game and your season is on the line, of course, if Ohtani is fresh and he's willing to go, why wouldn't you get him in there? Like, I understand that maybe it's a little different for him because of the injury history, and you don't want to use him too much. But, like, if you have him in the cupboard and you lose a game, you're like, well, at least Ohtani's fresh. For what? The offseason? So this doesn't feel like a bold take at all.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I get it. Shohei Ohtani's mega talent. I think they're leaning into the idea that, oh, this is Shohei Ohtani. He can open and close a game. Well, guess what? If you're asking the best pitchers in Major League Baseball to go in and close out a game for an inning at the end of, you know, a game seven, a game six, whatever it is, then of course they're going to do that. So I don't think that's crazy either. What about this? Aaron Judge will set the American League record for intentional walks. Now, he broke the regular season record, 36 this year, most since a player has had in Major League Baseball since Albert Pujols had 38 in 2010. Does he break this record in the postseason? The all-time record, Barry Bonds, 13 in 2002.
I'm not sure if he does, but I'm not sure if I Judge get walked. No, like, the bigger storyline is still, like, can the Yankees win a World Series despite, like, some of the negativity that we've seen from their fans this year and despite losing Gerrit Cole to start the year. But I will say, from a practical and logical standpoint, at least in this first game, I don't think Garrett Crochet is going to be afraid to go at him. Like, maybe we want, once we get to the bullpens of the Red Sox, and, like, obviously this is situationally speaking, you know, if there's multiple runners on and you don't want him to punish you. But Garrett Crochet has struck out Aaron Judge 11 of the 15 times that they've faced each other. So, like, if anybody's not going to be afraid to go at him, it's Garrett Crochet. I understand there is a long postseason and there's plenty of times that Aaron Judge could get walked. And he's the best hitter in baseball right now. So, like, maybe it happens, but I'm not going to lie. This one, like, doesn't really raise my temperature much. I just don't care.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, all right, good. It's hard for me to get fired up about a walk, right? Yes! I called that on the air. I host this radio show, and I was talking about how I really thought Aaron Judge would set the record for intentional walks in the postseason. People would be like, can you stop talking to me, please? I don't care. It's a walk. Sorry to get fired up about walks. Nice intentional walk.
Great.
Right. Great.
Well, and at the end of the day, like, that's not like the stat that flies off the page. Like, the stats that fly off the page in the postseason are your starting pitchers who come in and absolutely shove and put their team on their back. The timely hits. Like, we want to see clutch home runs. We want to see walk-off winners. Like, walks obviously are going to change a game, but, like, you tell me this. How much is it going to change a game if Aaron Judge gets walked and goes to first base, as opposed to Aaron Judge hitting a grand slam in the ninth inning? Like, that's just not as meaningful. So, like, maybe this happens, but I don't think it's going to go down in World Series lore.
Yeah. Well, also, when's the last time you watched a highlight? Crochet facing Aaron Judge, bottom of the sixth, man on, and Judge draws the intentional walk. You'd be like, okay. What happened after that? How did they score some runs? Did they score some runs? So I'm with you. It's like, okay, that sounds great. Here's one I think is more interesting. Vlad Jr. will have a signature moment. Now, a signature moment can be defensively. It can be a walk-off home run, a timely hit, a game winner. Doesn't necessarily have to be at the plate, even though that's what we think of when we think of Vladdy Jr. Not great over the final 14 games of the season, an OPS of 375. But certainly the talent is all there. I feel like the Blue Jays are so interesting that they do have this talent, and yet maybe it's just because they don't have the name recognition. Phillies, Dodgers, they play in Canada. But the talent is right there for the Blue Jays. And when you look at their starting rotation, there's some veteran talent there as well. Like, I don't know why we're not talking more about Toronto, but if Vladdy Jr. had a big moment, that would certainly help.
Right, but again, I don't feel like this is a hot take. So the biggest name in your lineup is going to have a timely hit. Like, I feel like it would be more of a hot take to single out one of the biggest stars on a team and be like, this guy's going to be absolutely terrible, right? Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't that be more of a hot take? And people have said this about Aaron Judge, because there's been postseasons where Aaron Judge, for as good as a hitter as he has been, in some of these timely moments, he just hasn't delivered. Like, he's had slumps in the postseason. So, like, that's more of a talking point to me, is if you look at a star player on a team and say, this guy who's great in the regular season is going to fall off a cliff and absolutely be on a milk carton for the postseason. Because, like, if Vladdy Jr. gets a big hit, like, that's supposed to be his job in the postseason, right?
Right.
You're supposed to lean on your star players. So I feel like this is more of a thing that is almost expected as opposed to something that is a hot take.
Yeah. Wasn't it last year that Aaron Judge made a crucial error in the World Series? Wasn't it game five, dropped a fly ball? I mean, that's something, if you predicted that, that would be a lot more stunning. So
yeah,
that's, you know, if Aaron Judge, if I tell you Aaron Judge had a home run, I'd be like, yeah, of course he did. If I told you he dropped a fly ball in the World Series, you'd be like, I know. You'd be like, oh, well, that's, you know, that's huge. So I get that. It's like, hey, Kyle Schwarber will hit a home run in the postseason. Okay. Well, mm-hmm. He probably should. He's due for one. Which leads me.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me add this for just a second.
Yeah.
I do think this needs to be thrown in there, that career, like, I am not just throwing this against the wall. Aaron Judge career in the postseason is hitting .205.
There you go.
For somebody who's hitting, what, .320 in the regular season? And he's had some great seasons. Like, last year, he had a .184 in the postseason. That's your talking point, right?
Yeah.
The captain of your team, which, I don't know if he's a captain. He probably should be if there is captain. So they still do that anymore? Or is that name simply reserved for Derek Jeter? But if he's your best player and, like, he hits a .184, like, in 2022, he hit .139. These are crazy numbers for the best hitter in baseball. So I think he has something to prove this year.
Yeah, the more I'm looking at these predictions, I'm like, all right, don't stretch yourself too thin here. Don't go crazy here. You know what the next one is? this is not bad, but it's not. These are all very safe predictions. Like, Tarik Skubal will pitch well for the Tigers. Oh, I bet he will. But the next one is, that's not one of the predictions here. It is Bryce Harper will have a walk-off home run. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, wow, yeah, it's possible. I mean, absolutely possible. When am I going to get the... Guys, if you need some predictions, I'll give you some predictions. These are going to be the most obvious predictions on the planet, you know? But it could happen. Bryce needs this. I will say this, and I am rooting against this, by the way. Like, I am not a Bryce Harper guy. Like, once he left D.C., I'm like, see ya, buddy. I hope you never win a title. We won one without you, and that's the way it is. I hope you never get a title. He's definitely suited for the Phillies, though. Like, he definitely fits in more with the Philly vibe and the Phillies, and you can tell that he is happy to be there. But he needs a World Series. It's the one thing he needs on his resume that he does not have. He has everything else, but he does not have a World Championship.
Well, and it's wild to me how the Philly team is constructed. And on paper, they look like a team that should win multiple World Series, right? Like, we've said this in previous years. Like, they have the best rotation, even without Zach Wheeler. They have all these big names of guys who, you know, have some postseason success. They've got the power. They, you know, have guys like Kyle Schwarber, who, again, postseason mm-hmm. heroes. He's done it before. But yet, like, we stand here, and, like, I know they've been to World Series with this, like, current roster, and they haven't gotten it done. So they're the favorites this year. So the pressure is on. And I think that in years past, they have had issues with having a first-round bye, or whatever you call it when you don't play in the wild card, where they sit around and they get rusty, and the offense just does not show up in that first round. So we'll see if that happens again this year, but the Phillies certainly have the pressure on this year because, as currently constructed, they do look like the best team in baseball, in my opinion.
I want them to go to the World Series and lose in 7 games to the Mariners or something like that. That would make me very happy. I want to see the big dumper. get a World Series MVP and Harper go home shorthanded. Double D's like, watch the Philly hate. Double D, why are you defending Philly? Are you Philly's guy? Did I forget that?
Yes, my third cousin played for him back in the day. Come on.
Well, I don't know. You like Duke. You like Atlanta. You like the Phillies. You like Penn State. I can't keep up. Coming up next in the show, we'll keep up with our baseball bats. But which games will make the card? That's next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.